The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Fluid on Your Questions, episode 347. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Adam Vale.
Doc Frisende.
Brett Murdoch.
What's up, people?
And Brian Monjoma.
What up?
All right. Shout out to Piggy Dan right at the top. Right at the top of the show with the bits, brother.
Oh, thank you, man.
Spreading them bits.
I like how it punctuated Brett's intro. He's like, hey everyone. Perfect, man. All right, man.
Perfect.
You know?
I was hoping people would you guys would continue the lyrics off of Scenario.
Here we go.
Photos this what? Photos that what?
Man, these kids out here don't know about Bo, man. Bo Jackson. They don't know about
scenario.
Him.
Scenario. That was good. That was good.
Yeah, I can't play
Bo Jackson, baseball player? Yeah,
dun, 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 dun. That was a long one, too. That's the other thing. You don't hear tracks like that anymore.
No, rap songs.
That was like over 6 minutes long.
Rap songs aren't long anymore.
Yeah. And they all sound the same. That's literally rap now. It's like, what the fuck is this shit? You know? Like, what happened to real rap, man? You know?
What's the one that dresses in drag and stuff? There's one that has like a star or a diamond stuck on his forehead.
Oh, that dude.
Gold dust.
Oh, that's what? I don't know.
No, there's a rapper. He surgically had like a jewel on his head. Like,
oh, that dude. Oh, I don't know what that guy's name is.
I don't know.
I call him crazy. That's what I call him.
You know? I mean, that must be uncomfortable sleeping, putting on shirts, all kinds of things, you know.
Hey, he's got the money for it, though.
Yeah, I know. He could just get it removed. Like, cut that out of my head.
Hey.
They get it to stay. Yeah. That's a shit.
I don't know.
Maybe they stuck it to his skull. Like, you know.
What happened to Adam?
Like Enigma, who put the balls under. Remember, he had the puzzle pieces everywhere, but then he put the two things under.
Yeah, horns are under his head. Yeah.
Yo, by the way, we got a question about Steam later on, but I love how Steam blows up this spot. We're over here doing this little back and forth. I see Drunken Demon already playing Elite Dangerous.
Oh no, Brian!
Yeah.
Never fails.
I love
He's
it.
Playing don't that elite.
I just see it. You know, all right. Before we start, one thing I want to give a shout out to Throwdown's friend Cicero Holmes, man.
Whoa!
I was on his podcast last night. It's a newish podcast called Test Your Might, which is kind of a video game debate type of podcast. So I was there debating with him, but it was kind of funny because like half the topics I agree with him. You know, so I had to like fake, Like one of them was like debating Vice City versus San Andreas. I love both of them, but I had to debate for Vice City. You know,
I prefer Vice City because I like that time period and I can't relate to San Andreas. I'm not from SoCal or that other area that just didn't vibe.
I don't know his last name, but he's kind of like the tiebreaker. So he gave me the win on that one. He says I just edged out just because I said, and remember, it was hard for me. I had to argue against San Andreas, right? But I said like the reason I think Vice City is a better game is because it's, even though there is a lot of stuff to do, it's more concise. It's not like all this random crazy shit. And when you want to drive to a place, you'll be there in like less than 5 minutes, not like 15 minutes literally driving through empty roads and shit, you know?
Forest and shit, yeah.
Yeah. So Vice City, even the side missions, they're all related to the main things. Like shooting aliens down in San Andreas has nothing to do with anything, you know? It's crazy. But yeah, it was good stuff. So go check that out on YouTube. It's called Test Your Might, episode 43. I believe it'll be up.
Whoa, 43?
Yeah, they're getting up there, man.
Homeboy's already on 43?
You know?
He didn't tell. I was just talking to him pretty recently.
Yeah.
Because he had, I think he took a break from the D&D podcast.
Yeah, the Rivals of Clearwater, I believe.
Yeah, he had taken a break from that, and I was like, man, what you up to? What you been doing? And he's like, oh, man, there's a lot of stuff going on. But he didn't tell me if he had a new podcast.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. When he invited me, I'm like, wait, what? But I didn't say no, obviously. This is Cicero, you know?
Yeah, this is Cicero, man.
The other great debate we had, what year was better for video games, 1998 or 2007? That was a rough one. I had to defend 2007.
1989.
Really? 1989. Yeah, because we each had to pick a year and then, debate it. So I picked 2007, the Cambrian explosion. He picked 1998. I was like, ooh. And
1988 is a big one, man.
But he won because of one game that came out that year.
What, Metal Gear Solid?
Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, I was like, yo.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid and Final Fantasy came out that same fucking year.
Final Fantasy VII came out in 1997. But you know what else came out that year? The Ocarina of Time. A lot of games came out that year. A lot of games. 1998 is a heavy. And this funny thing is, I knew he was going to pick that because I was debating in my head. I'm like, should I pick 1998 or 2007? And I had a feeling he would pick 1998, so I went with 2007. You know, those are the heaviest years in gaming. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, 98 also. I mean, I was heavy into StarCraft. It came out that year.
Yeah, that came out that year, too. And my beloved Panzer Dragoon Saga came out that year, too. Yep. You know what else came out that year? Not in America, but it came out that year in Japan. Sonic Adventure. That came out that year. Oh, but shit. If you look it up, like a lot of games, like what the fuck? All in that year, you know? We could look that up during the show if you want. Anyway, we got some questions tonight. So we'll get started. This one, first one is from, Eurocar9.
Who dat?
Yeah. I'm just going to say this off the top. The thing that you see written down there for the question, that's not the exact question, but I picked it because it's going to get us more hits on YouTube, you know?
Oh, yo, man, you letting them know how the sausage is made?
That's going on? The question I have written down in the Chiron is, will Xbox Game Pass come to Steam Deck? That's not the question we're getting, but it's based on it, you know? All right, so let's jump into it.
Okay. Well, we know the answer, though.
Yeah, we know that. But anyway, now that Phil approved that xCloud Game Pass works on Steam Deck out of the box, are you still considering installing Windows on it as soon as you get it? Adam, this is really for you right there, man.
Yeah,
like, your concern was like, if I install Windows, there's going to be all this, like, virus potential coming in. So now if this thing's working out of the box, you don't need to install Windows. You're good.
No, you really don't. The only things that you would, if, let's say, you're an Epic Games or you want one of the other launchers, then you probably go down that road. Or if, let's say, some of the emulators don't work right off the bat. I know there's a group that does the Switch games, and they already talked about that they're making one to work on the Steam Deck. So that'd be crazy. Play your Switch games on there, too, right off the bat. But yeah, no, there's no need for it, and it really shouldn't be. I understand some people are like, oh, this is what I want to do. There's plenty of other devices on the market that allow you to do just that. You don't need to do that with the Steam Deck, at least not right off the bat. If anything, what I would do is I'll wait and see if there's a way that I can dual boot. If I can do a nice dual boot with it, then I'll go through that method later down the road. But right out the box, no, this is great. Play my Steam collection there. Of course, with Uncle Phil saying that, yeah, Game Pass is going to work and do this whole thing. So most likely just open up the browser, you do the Xbox dot, what is it, play/play, boom, create a little tab on it, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
You know, sign in and you're good. So no, I don't see a need for it. Of course, people are going to find some other reason, especially if, let's say, you want to use it as your main PC. That could be a thing, too, people can do. But no, for me, no. I'm going to be fine with everything that's supported, especially all the emulators that are already on there, that with their app saying that they're going to make it fully compatible with this, and that's great. So then all I have to do is dump my ROMs and stuff on my SD. So no, I'm excited, though. This is just, man, this is looking better and better every day.
That made your day, man. That made your day.
Yeah, man, I was so happy when I saw that because I'm like, this is it. This is what we want. It's a full experience. We don't want any of this, oh, no, we're not sure, or maybe support down the road, but hey, you can put Windows on. No. You know, and right out the box, boom, sign in, log in. So even, this is great for those people that, unless they don't have a Steam account. They're only consoles. They're like, oh, especially like the Xbox dudes. They're like, oh, I'm just Xbox for life. Well, this is as close as you're going to get to a portable Xbox right now. This is it. Get this device, sign into your Game Pass, good to go. Now, the only thing that I was trying to figure out, but I think we talked about that when we were playing Back 4 Blood, is that this Game Pass collection is going to be based off your PC collection, not the console. And I know there's certain games that aren't on the PC version for whatever reason. Maybe because they're tied up deals with, you know, Epic Games or Steam or whatever. But but either way, still, all your first-party games for there now, all the Bethesda games as they come, I'll be right there on the go. That is dope. Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, the next Skyrim or whatever have you comes out, and it's like, oh, we're going to play it here, play it there. It's like, shit, I'm at my friend Jimmy's house, and whip out, I'm playing it right here. Boop. You know, that's going to be awesome. I'm over the moon, man. I'm so glad that right off the box, this is going to be good to go. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
that's great news.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't need to install Windows if this thing just works out the gate. You know, like what's the point? What about the rest of you guys?
I mean, it's not like it's good. I mean, all if you want to install the games, and run them sort of lag free. Yeah, but if it works and you have an internet connection, why not? Right?
Yeah. What about the rest of you guys? You going to be installing Windows?
I'm gonna say I agree with Adam. Assessment, because here's the thing: if you like now, if I go like we get this thing right, and I go through the trouble of putting on Windows, right? They're probably not going to have much support for you because then you're changing the system. So then I'd have to figure out driver issues or anything else, and you just create a whole bunch of more headaches to try to get compatibility. If they're guaranteeing the compatibility with the initial setup, then I don't even need to worry about it. Like, the less hassle we have for this, if you could just do xCloud and whatever, okay, great. I don't really need anything else. Just put the emulators on and they work, that's fine with me.
Like, if this takes off, if this becomes a big thing, and Microsoft really wants to go all in on it with their Windows 11, if they say, you know what, we're going to make a special build just for the Steam Deck. Click this link, and it'll just install it on there, and it's customed for that device. And they can do it. They've done it on their tablets. Those are custom builds. Those aren't exact replicas of version Windows on your PC. That would be amazing if they do that. But right now, they don't need to. They're now just make it support the Game Pass through there. And it sounds like that's a thing that's already happening. So I just think of all the other issues that happen with Windows. You know, you got to deal with viruses. You got to deal with ransomware. You got to deal with orphan files and all kinds of other issues that are cumbersome within an operating system. And if I don't need to do that, I really don't need to do it, then I'm not going to do it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Why bother doing that, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Why bother? There's really no need. It's like all my games, and that's the thing, a lot of first-party games from Microsoft are on Steam. Gears is on there, Forza is on there. There's a bunch of games. And Crackdown is not for some weird reason, but all their other ones are on there. Empire, Age of Empire, like he mentioned in there. So, which was interesting that he even mentioned that one. Because remember, he said the game that he played and he mentioned Age of Empires, which tells me that he was testing out those touchpads because you really need a mouse to point and click your armies and builders and do things like that. That's the whole thing with those type of RTS games, right, on consoles. It just never felt natural with the buttons and with the thumbsticks. You really needed a mouse and a pointer, and I'm sure that's what he was testing out with that split touchpad system. So.
Yeah, no, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Anybody else want to go? Because I think this is pretty straightforward. I don't think we're going to really need to install that.
Well, it's Carlos.
Yeah.
What
about you, Carlos?
Well, I think I'll wait for a while and just test it out the way it is, see what's compatible and see what's not. yeah, just like everyone else, I don't think there is going to be a rush to install Windows on it just because I already have a PC. So it's not like the Steam Deck's going to be like a PC replacement or anything. But yeah, the reason why I would have installed it is just to have more compatibility with xCloud if it wasn't possible on the Linux based OS that they're using. But now that Uncle Phil confirmed, he's like, yeah, it's pretty good, it works good, all right, then I think I'm set day one.
Yeah, that's it. That is gonna be sweet. I'm just so excited. Who's here in the first batch? I think it's only you, right? Tony? You're the only one.
No, I'm in next year. I'm not in the first batch.
So who's in it? Because that's the other thing. We don't hear anything. You would think at this point, we're getting closer. They're going to start getting notified. What do you think? Late August, maybe? Because it says December, right? Wasn't that for the first tier, December of this year?
Yeah, it was December. Yeah. But I don't know when those notifications are going to be going out, man.
Yeah, I don't think this month we'll hear anything about it. Yeah, I think it's going to be later.
It's right for pretty much everybody. But, man, I just cross my fingers that everything that they're saying and everyone that's hands-on and that nobody's blowing smoke up my ass and that this shit is going to live up to the hype. I want something finally to show up that lives up to the fucking, you know what I mean? We've been hit with some fucking bullshit. So if this comes out and it does everything it says it's going to do and the full collection games work and everything is fine and Game Pass works and all that stuff, I'm going to be so happy. That's all I want, man. I just want something to actually work.
Yeah. All right, man. Good stuff. Let us move on to the next question.
Oh, wait. You left out. Yeah, Brett's here.
Yeah, Brett's here, but he didn't chime in, so maybe he has nothing to say.
And then it goes.
Yeah. All right. Move on.
I guess I was on mute.
Oh, go ahead. Okay, yeah. Hey, Brett, Windows, yay, nay?
No, I mean, you gotta at least give them a chance to prove themselves with their Linux thing. You know, it's like when you pick up a video game. Before you start fucking around with the controls, you try and see how, you know, the developer intended for it to work. And then you can, you know, add mods or whatever the fuck you want. But, you know, Steam is they've been a good company. They don't put out shit very often, but when they do, it's pretty solid and pretty tuned towards the users. So with everything that they're putting into this Steam OS and, you know, the systems that can link Linux and Windows and all that shit, like, you got to give them a chance. You got to give them a chance to prove that they did it right. And if they didn't, then you can put on Windows. It's nice to have a backup, but, you know, give them a chance to shine.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. It real quick, because while we're talking about this, yesterday I was looking through the Steam sale. They had a bunch of games on there, and then it has a little icon and it says if it's in your library, right?
Icon.
So, you know, so I'm just scrolling down, and then I saw the Steam Deck, and then that little thing in my library just popped up. I'm like, it's just like letting me know, no, you're in. We got you. You're getting ready. I was like, but it's just so funny that it's listed there as if it's a game. You know, it's like, oh yeah, you have this. You didn't know that.
That's wild. All right. We'll be coming back to Steam a little bit later. A little bit of a controversial question. All right. And speaking about controversy, we got Damien asking us some questions tonight, bro.
Damien.
Uh-oh. Damien. All right. First question. All right. We all know about the Abandoned fiasco. My question is, how much more would this have been blown up if it was on Xbox? If it was an Xbox exclusive? Like, he's trying to suggest that so if the games may be getting a little bit of flack because it's a PlayStation exclusive, and it would have been worse blowback if it was on Xbox. I don't know about that.
Nah, man, the blowback's pretty damn fucking bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
It don't matter what this is. The only difference is, to be honest, Microsoft wouldn't let this shit roll.
Yeah, I agree with
you. They would not.
Yeah, they wouldn't have let this happen.
Yeah.
It's not only
Phil Spencer would have chimed in and said, "Nah, these guys are illegit," or said something. They wouldn't have let this silliness go on.
Yeah, it's just the whole backstory and how they're not consistent with any of their releases. None of it makes sense. It's like, oh, we're gonna fix it with a patch, and then they just scrap it and move on to something else and do the same thing. Oh, we're gonna fix that with a patch, and it's like, but you didn't even release anything. What's going on here? It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. It sounds
That's why people think it's some sort of silly viral campaign, because a lot of it doesn't make sense. How do you fail upward so badly and still able to secure a PlayStation exclusive license?
Yeah, it makes sense. By the way, quick shout out to our boy Black Oni, who's invading us right now with 36 of his viewers.
Whoa.
So welcome to Throwdown.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
It's so weird with all that, because then it's almost like, I can understand if it was like a Kickstarter or something, right? Where they're taking people's money and then running and then changing the name of the business. But it's not. This dude's own money.
Which is one of the fucking things that they did. They were a Kickstarter at one point. They did a Kickstarter.
Again, they've been doing this since 2015, announcing games and never releasing them. You know, they only released like a part of a game and it barely worked. People were doing the T-pose and everything. It's crazy. And again, like I said this on Twitter, I even said this on Thread. I'm like, okay, either this dude Hassan, he's independently wealthy, or this is a money laundering scheme. Because
that's what I said. He either has like Arab money, like or something like that.
Yeah, because like how? Or, is this? But again, why isn't somebody going, yo, shut this shit down? What is this?
What is this bullshit? You know?
It's crazy. Also, bro.
It's important to note that if this was announced as an Xbox exclusive, it wouldn't have gotten the ties to Kojima. And the ties to Kojima is the fact that it was a PlayStation 5 exclusive. People are PlayStation and all this secrecy thing is like, oh, Kojima, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what's leading to all the hype. So I don't think anything.
Yeah, the hype and attention. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. And if Microsoft had it with Kojima, they would have showed off.
Just think about it. They've been doing this for 6 years already, and we're just now. Yeah. It's really now come to our dungeon. Why? Because of the Kojima connection. That's why.
Yeah.
So you're right. If it was an Xbox thing, nobody would be paying attention to it because there would be no Kojima connection. But like you guys said, there would also not. Microsoft would have killed this thing years ago. You know.
Hold on. You actually bring up a good point. Like, I think they might have actually caught a little bit more. Yeah, just for once. Just this one time. I don't know. It might have gone the opposite way, too, because think about it. Xbox doesn't exactly have a big library to boast. So if you heard about an Xbox exclusive game and then it turned out just to be vaporware, oh, my God, dude, that would fucking kill you. And you'd be like, oh, the only exclusives on Xbox are the ones that don't exist.
The thing about it is, like, it's a weird question, weird idea, because I don't know. I mean, to be honest, like Xbox has had quite a bit of exclusives, but really they're not. Anything, they're not an indie project that has ever really reached that sort of level. The only thing that's carrying this bullshit is the fact that there's a loose Kojima connection to it. Otherwise, nobody would have gave a shit. Look at it. Look at that trailer and tell me that would get anybody fucking excited.
Nobody.
Seriously. It's literally a bunch of forest, some bad voice acting, a guy with a gun hand, and that's it. And the last trailer or whatever the fuck that was just a dude walking on a wooden floor. And we're going to change the world with this bullshit.
Oh, wooden floors are the most dramatic of floors, Manny.
This is true. This is true. But yeah, no, Microsoft would have just killed this thing.
Yeah, Microsoft would have killed it.
So yeah. So
If it was a Kojima thing, Microsoft would have been like, sup. We got this. We got a boar here.
They would be. It would be front and center. So,
yeah.
By the way, I think it's safe to say now that we know how long this company has been doing this for, there is no Kojima connection. You're telling me he's been playing this long game for 6 years while he was still at Konami? Come on, man. Come on. You know.
I do know one thing about that Kojima stuff at the time when he was trying to do the whole. What do they call that? The whole Moby Dick Studio thing? I think that was supposed to be taken a little bit longer, but everybody figured it out.
Yeah, no, it's also,
at least from what I heard.
If Kojima wanted to do a pseudo studio that's actually his studio and had someone at the head, it would probably have been Jeff Keighley. He's like, oh, hey guys, I'm starting my own studio. I want to do a new video game.
Even Jeff was talking about all this in a positive light. Like really, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, what is all of this, right? You know, like, why are you getting involved? Out of all the fucking indie games to be involved with, there's a lot better showings out there that all of a sudden you've attached yourself to this one. That's why people are thinking it's a Kojima thing. It's because of all the stupid, essentially, the guy, Hassan, has absolutely no history. He's blank. All the people in his supposed 10 people that supposedly worked at his studio, they are like, at least when they had, developer pictures on their site, they were fakes. They were just stock crazy images. So it's like, what was the whole deal? Was this something that Kojima was trying to do a long time ago and finally he's gotten to it? He remembered the password to the Twitter,
it's crazy.
To be honest, it's just like, I feel like the best thing anybody could do is just not even give this shit attention. Because even getting angry at it or getting stupid at it or whatever, to be honest, the best way to make this shit go away, just don't look at it.
Yeah. By the way, you saw about that one dude who was streaming for 3 days. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, it's.
Yeah, there was a British guy that was streaming for a long time, and he's like, I wasted my time on this. And I was like, wow, all right, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, we all.
Nobody told you to stream it for a week.
And honestly, those Kojima theories, they should not be disappointed one bit, because they're the ones that freaking are producing all of this hype.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
It's not something that these guys directly said it, though they did tease in their own stupid way that they were Silent Hill and stuff like that. But it's everybody else drawing conclusions from there. You know, hey, let's show a guy with an eye patch blurry. Let's our game's real name. See, Abandon is not really the name of our game. It's actually the real name of our game is it starts with an S and ends with an H.
You know, it generates clicks. That's why they did it. They were like, we saw a little something.
The blowback is already happening. Then when this thing turns out to be nothing, forget about it. And I don't even think this game's not coming. You know,
this already turned out to be nothing.
It almost turned out to be nothing. It almost sounds like it all sounds like a friggin' joke too. Like how do you fail for so fucking long? And just for the plain fact that that they started suggesting that they might be Kojima direct related or something.
By the way, chat, yes, we are aware of the irony of us talking about this game while we're telling you not to pay attention to it. We realize the irony.
You guys asked the questions. You don't need to ask that question.
That's true. Yeah.
This is your show.
Right. Empress Cortana Infinity, thank you for following us.
Cortana.
I like Cortana. Good people. All right, moving on. All right, another one from Damien. Uh-oh.
We're going to prepare ourselves.
All right. Again, let me finish this one.
This panel?
Yeah. All right. When this generation started, Microsoft was crushed for its approach to cross-gen, even by members of this panel. Who said they buy new consoles for new games. My question is, what new games are you looking forward to from Sony for the next 2 years?
He goes, talking to you then.
Yeah, he goes, I personally don't see any. This looks like it will be my first time not buying a console. Now, I seem to always start these Damien responses with, if you had listened to the show, then you would know. That seems to be how I start now. Damien, you would know, bro. Like, if you listen to this, we've said both of these consoles weren't ready. Both of them were not ready at all. They don't have anything, you know? So, like, you know, it's like, because he's trying to be like, oh, well, Sony doesn't have any games. We've been saying that. We've been saying that from the jump. We said after Ratchet and Clank, there's no first-party exclusives coming at all to the PlayStation 5. None. Absolutely none. So I don't know. What are you trying to say that we've been insinuating that it has does have games? So we've been saying it does not. Microsoft's obviously in a worse situation. They've had nothing this entire time. You know, Halo Infinite. That's like the first one, really. You know. Yep. So yeah, like we've been consistent about this, bro. You know.
Yep.
I don't know what he's getting at.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, as far as what is there to look forward to? At least for both consoles, and really nothing. To be honest, that's part of the reason why I haven't invested in any of them yet, right? Because this is like, okay, why do I need to waste money on a paperweight that gets dusty for how many times? You know, it's like, I'm just gonna wait until something of interest comes out, and then I'll make the upgrade. But other than that, every single thing seems to be coming out on the PlayStation 4 or an Xbox.
Yeah, so yeah, we've given both of them grief in this regard, bro. It's like, you're buying $500 consoles to play old games. That's something bad on both of them, you know?
Yeah, so, to be honest, like, if they had a robust, I'll say this, if both of them had a robust, you know, new experiences, as well as the older games, you know, the ones that you know, from the past, I think that's a better situation than just for Xbox really literally having nothing, and then for Sony like just trickles.
They do have exclusives, but a lot of them are also on PS4.
Yeah, so and you can't even call most of those like PS5 exclusives. It's like what was it other than Returnal and Ratchet and Clank,
Demon's Souls, Astrobot.
Mm-hmm. a game that comes with the damn thing.
All Stars. You know, it's like these are the only games that are really like suited to PlayStation 5.
Yeah, with the except and then Miles Morales, and
that's a
four game.
Yeah. So yeah, Damon, we've battered both consoles on this, man. We've been saying this. We're not just dogging on Series X alone. We've probably been dogging more on Sony, you know?
Yeah.
Damon doesn't hear that part. He doesn't hear that part, you know. Selective, man.
His favorite, that's it.
Yeah, that's all it is. Give me a quick second to set up the next question. But so yeah, I mean, to the actual other part of the question, what do we have to look forward to? God of War, Horizon, right? Those are coming eventually.
PS4 games?
More PS4 games, but I'm talking about PS5 exclusive. Yeah, God of War, right? That's coming.
I'm looking forward to Forza Horizon 5.
So
I'm looking forward to Halo Infinite.
Those games will be out in the next 2 years, you know.
Damien, by the way, I'm disappointed, man. We've been streaming Halo for, you know, past couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been
in the chat.
He hasn't even acknowledged it. He doesn't care.
Mm. No, well, you know, because it doesn't fit the narrative. That's why, you know.
I'm already playing all the Halo games. Tony's playing them for the first time. We're getting ready for Infinite.
Yeah, I've been playing games on Game Pass. Brett has too, so I don't know where all this stuff is coming from, bro. You know,
we're gonna be playing Back for Blood.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's like, come on, bro.
I'm on Game Pass.
All right. Yeah, right.
On my Game Pass.
My Game Pass. Oh man! All right. Let us move on. Next question here. This one, another question from about Xbox. This one's from Christina. Potentially controversial question.
Right?
But this is a good one though. How long can Halo Infinite go without getting a release date? Think about it. It's just when is this shit
still the release? It's still date? Release window, right?
Yeah,
it's still holiday.
Yeah, it's
by the end of August. By the end of August, because they have to.
It's August 15th, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we got 2 more weeks.
What's happening in August? Is like an event happening in August that maybe Xbox will be doing?
No, Adam's been on with the August date since in the pre-show. He said by the end of August they gotta show this.
Gotta have something.
Because summer's over.
Yes. Hasn't it been over? Or is it when is it?
No, summer is over September 21st officially, you know. The unofficial end of summer is the end of August, you know.
I think whenever it go like a game usually goes live like maybe a month or two before. I don't think it's going to be a December release game. If it is, maybe really early December, but nothing past like the first week of December, but probably a November game if it is releasing this year. So I would say maybe September we'll get a definitive release date or a definitive delay.
I'm gonna go with that. Like in September we'll know, you know, or if it gets delayed, you know. Either way,
I'm gonna say it again.
Yeah.
Like, does Microsoft have an event in August that maybe someone is hosting that might announce stuff?
Brian is right. So, Brian, you know, are you saying right here on Throwdown that we're going to get that release date during Gamescom?
It's the most logical thing. Because, again, what else does Microsoft have that will have eyes on them? Like, they had their E3. Summer Games Fest is somewhere, I guess. So, yeah, Gamescom makes sense.
I'm going to agree with Brian on this one.
Summer Games Fest. That was a day Games Fest.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going to go with Brian on this one. I think we're going to hear by Gamescom, which is the 20-something next week. It's next week, I believe. Not this week. Next week, I believe, is Gamescom. I don't have the dates, people, so sorry about that. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that. By the way, there's a second part to this question. Could we see the multiplayer get released before the single player? Very interesting. I don't know if they would do that, you know? But at the same time, let's just say hypothetically, I don't think it's going to happen, but hypothetically speaking, they did that. I don't think the Halo community would be too upset, you know?
Depends on which section. There's a section that really loves the single player, and there's one that plays a multiplayer. So,
they weren't.
I guess it depends.
They weren't happy with that single player 5, apparently. You know, August 24th. It's too short. Yeah, who said that? Karth, I can't pronounce that. Karth Kekku. Thank you, brother.
Karthisu. Karthisu.
Yeah. All right. So August 24th. But yeah. I think they're not going to do that. They're going to split it. I doubt that. Would be interesting because we don't see that happening with anyone's, you know, any game, like where they just release them separately. I mean, we see single player getting released without multiplayer. We see that plenty of times, but not the other way around.
There was a few games that have sort of done it where they've released the multiplayer, but I can't remember what their names were. So.
Yeah.
But I know somebody's done it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we're calling, or at least I'm calling it here with Brian. Gamescom, we're going to get a release date for Halo. Let's go. All right.
But like Adam said, the end of August.
All right. Moving on here. Uh-oh. This one is controversial.
Oh.
What'd they do?
Because some of the people on this panel, three specifically, are getting called out.
Oh.
Three.
But the thing is, there's only three people being named, but I, with the exception of Manny, I think everybody here is guilty of this.
But, no, man, y'all,
I took a shower last month, so.
So this is from Exclusive, who is also Young Savage on YouTube and Ivan3D on Twitch. So he's been with us for a while, you know? Mm-hmm. So he goes, I have a question for Tony and Eurocar. He didn't even say your name, bro. You say Eurocar.
Eurocar? Who's that?
I'm a car? Eurocar? Yeah.
He goes, why do you guys have so many games on Steam, but little to no hours in almost all of them? He goes, Tony has 259 games on Steam and only has time in a few games, with Cyberpunk being the most at 92 hours. Granted, I understand Tony has probably been given a lot of codes because he's a writer and been gifted a lot of games because he is known in the industry, but I'm sure he has bought a good chunk of those games too. Why buy them only to have them, only to never have opened the games once? This sounds like somebody who is new to Steam. This is how Steam works. You know,
you are not.
Yes, it is, dude. It is the unwritten rule. You are not a real Steam user unless you have hundreds of games. You know that you're not going to play.
Yep. No, yep. No. Number one, right? you're number one. You're wasting your fucking time and money for buying that shit. You literally bought a game for no actual intention to fucking play them.
Yeah, but if it's $2, why not?
That's
no.
It.
No, don't use that.
I bought that came out like $99.
I'm with Manny on this one. That's just dumb, guys.
Use that fucking $2.
Break it out. You know you got a bunch of games on Steam you don't play, bro.
Oh, no, motherfucker. I got 2,000 hours on some of my game. Don't talk at me.
Yeah. You beat them all, though, yeah. Brett?
The big survival games that I put thousands of hours into, you can't beat them. But as far as you can, yes, it did.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm talking about have you played all your Steam games?
I've played a good majority of them. I don't buy a shit that all. I don't intend to play.
No, we could look you up, Brett.
Brett, let's go and look you up.
Oh, everybody's on board. But to answer your question directly, obviously, like, I did get a bunch of games given to me, but it's like, bro, look at all these sales, $1, $2, I'm buying all these fucking things. One thing I did was because I'm like, I'm never going to play my PS3 again, so every, like, third-party game that I had on PS3, I bought them all on Steam super fucking cheap, you know?
Are you going to play them?
Probably not, but I like having
them. Play them on the Steam Deck.
I like the fact that I have them there, you know, and that's good. We always saw my game preservation. I'm preserving those fucking games by buying them, you know. So there you
preserving
go.
Them.
No, but I'm saying, I think we're dodging his question a little bit. Like, his question is what, like, legitimately answer, like, why do you buy games that you have no intention of playing?
Because they're cheap.
Is it because they're cheap? Yeah. Is it because you like the deal? Is it for the peace of mind to have it that you know you have it and you can play it if you want?
It's both. It's a combination of both.
I get it for the convenience. Especially if it's a console that I've already unplugged and packed away. I was like, oh yeah, I'd like to play that one again. Why not? I did that with the Ghostbusters when they pushed out, not the remaster, because they sent me that one for the console, but the original one, I already had it on Xbox and PS3 and the 360, and I already put those away. And then I saw it was on sale for like $2 or $3 on Steam, and I picked it up. I played it like 2 or 3 times, but I know it's there. And if I ever decide to play it, I don't have to unpack the console to play it. I have it right in front of me.
Yeah,
long story short, guys, Tony has actually turned into Torrance Davis.
Oh, yeah,
how's that? This is the same shit that Tony used to come down on fucking Torrance for years ago on OG Throwdown / the Warzone.
Yeah, this was before OG. Yeah, but this is before OG Tony got on Steam and learned the power of Steam.
Before OG Tony fell for the fucking rope-a-dope. That's what this shit is.
How's it a rope-a-dope?
They're playing on the idea that you don't that these games are cheap, right? So then you continue to keep spending money and money and money and money. How much of that, if you added up all of those Steam sales, how much money is that that you just spent?
You're thinking about it wrong. How much money did I save?
You didn't save shit.
Manny, you're not getting. So, like, let's say
I'm not getting it. I know exactly.
Let him explain. Let him explain.
If you were to go and pay for a game on the PS5 or whatever, you're looking at $60, right? $70 now, right?
I'm not worried about.
Let him finish. Manny, let Adam finish. Go ahead.
So, if that's the price, right? So let's say, $70 for one game. But then you go on Steam and then you see games that are like there's some games that are 99 cents to $2 or $3 that were at one point those $50, $60 games. You can buy a shitload of those for the price of just one game. You could walk away with over 30, 40 games. So then, boom, within $60, you just built this massive collection of awesome games all at your fingertips. Cheap. It's not like if they're like, oh, this is now $30. That's a deal. That's not a deal. For me, I don't spend anything more than $10. If it's even $10, then there's got to be a damn good reason why I'm spending $10 on this shit. But everything else,
Proven that just because the price is so low, people end up spending more money on things. Because of the smaller transactions,
we see it on phones.
That's exactly what's going on here in the Steam world. I mean, yes, it's great that all these things are there. I would love, but the thing is that at least for me, I don't play any games that I don't, buy any games that I don't intend to play.
Okay, so it's not.
Let me look up your profile then.
I mean, I have games on there.
Oh, now we're gonna change it.
I do have games on there, and I've actually played them.
You didn't play The Walking Dead, A New Frontier, Republic, Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, Batman, series. That's how Steam works.
I never bought any of those games.
You played 0.3 hours of Deadlight.
And that's how Steam works, man. Like, sometimes you don't buy the game. You just get given the games.
0 hours of Alan Wake.
I have Alan Wake. I never bought most of those games. Maybe somebody gave me that shit, but I never bought them.
I bought you that as a gift. God damn, no more.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know.
Welcome to Steam.
Half the games that I own on Steam, I got them through Humble Bundle. And I pay like $5 for each one. Like 10 or 15 games for $5.
But ridiculous. Does it say how many hours I played what was that game? The one that takes place inside of the office one.
That's like the loop. The Stanley Parable.
I know I played that one for a while.
1.6 hours.
Alright, yeah. That was about enough time for me to beat it multiple times. I think that's the one significant one that I played the most on because that game is
Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, 8.7 hours.
I played that shit for 8 hours.
Steam user right there, bruh.
What was I doing? I don't even have you have the trophies for that shit? Or whatever the fuck they give you?
Yeah, Steam achievements. Yeah, Steam achievements.
You know what? You know what it is also? Because I used it as a that was probably the most powerful game that I had on Steam to sort of benchmark the graphics card that I put inside of the thing. So I was able to run at like a 1080 with and everything on high, which is great.
Yeah. I will say this one thing though, because obviously there are Steam sales all the time. I haven't actually bought games on Steam in years because I literally bought every game I wanted. That's my thing. I don't buy a game just because it's cheap. I'm like, hey, I'm interested in that. It's cheap. I'm gonna buy it just in case I want to play it. But if it's some bullshit, I'm like, I don't care about that. You know,
I gifted Tony Goat Simulator.
My criteria. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't we do an episode where didn't we have a show where it was called like Tony Plays, where it was like you play games that you wouldn't normally play? Wasn't that a show that we did at one point?
Yep.
Yeah.
Polanco Plays.
Yeah, Polanco Plays. Polanco
Plays, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we should bring that back. So yeah, that's my thing with Steam. That's why I haven't bought any games in a while, because I'm like, I literally bought every game I wanted. You know, like also, I'm good now. You know,
what I like to do sometimes is I like to buy games that I love that I've already played. Then I just want to give, you know, like for example, I have the GTA series on Steam. I've never played it because I played those on console. But I mean, they were on sale, so I'm like, eh.
Yeah, same here. I'm like, I'm not going to play it, but I want to have it there.
I just bought Titanfall 2 for, $7 on there. And I beat it on the Xbox and the PlayStation. But now I'm like, I could play this on my Steam Deck. This would be a fun game to play on my Steam Deck. So, yes, I want this so I could play it on my Steam Deck.
Yo, man, play Dead Space on there.
Put
Dead Space on a stream and run all the cool mods that they did to
that's
it.
That's what I'm looking forward to. That for the mods, for the wrestling.
I'm not.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. So, Brett, were you going to try to say, bro?
I was going to say, I mean, I get the Humble Bundles and shit like that. Like, I think everybody has a couple random games in their library from, you know, that's the odd man out in the Humble Bundle I bought, but I kind of agree with Mandy. They're giving you guys the rope-a-dope. The whole, whenever I hear this phrase, I didn't spend money, I saved money. I get an image in my mind of a housewife who's just wanting to spend more money because I saw that shit. My mom used to do that shit. I'd seen it. My mom would be like, come on, be like, I saved $10 on this. My dad would be like, you spent $40 on this. You didn't save $10 on it. So like, if you're buying something that you're not going to use, you're not saving money by buying it.
I don't fall in line with Tony's line of thinking. For me, it's more of like, I'll own it. If I'm not gonna, if it's not something like, if it's money that like is not hindering me in any way,
yeah, and it's not. It's like $2 ain't gonna kill you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
By the way, would you disagree with Carlos? I'm like, I just buy them because I want to have them. You know what I'm saying?
This is more common in other collectible items. We see this with comics. Sometimes we had an uncle who would buy for someone some series. He'd buy two of them, one to pack away and never touch, and another one to read. So some people could see that as a waste. I mean, it's like,
that's the collection idea, where you know
there you're collecting go. And
things,
that's,
but
that's
you're not really collecting anything collection. Of that exists.
Yeah, to them, you know, to some people it's a waste. To others, not. By the way, real quick, gotta give a shout out to Red Infamy, who's in the chat right now. Going on, we gotta have her back. It's been a long time, you know.
Oh yeah.
So interesting stuff. So that's what's going on there, but I got no shame about it, bro. Those games, I wanted them. They're cheap. I fucking bought them, you know? Like, right now, on my wish list, I have all the six Final Fantasy games. I'm not buying those right now. I'm waiting until they get on sale.
Yeah,
so, see, exactly. I'm saving money because I'm waiting, you know, because I want those motherfuckers.
I only put things that I want, you know? And I put them on the wish list, and, you know, I keep track, but when they hit that...
But the game preservation, too, is like all those PS3 games, if I want to go back to them, I got them because I can't play them on PS3 anymore. They're, you know, like, system's, you know, already gone, you know?
You can't play Dark Void on there.
No, I cannot. But I don't want to play that anyway. And that's my point. If Dark Void was on sale for 99 cents, I wouldn't buy that shit. You know, although it may be on my fucking thing right now. Who knows? If people give me stuff, you know?
Yo, man, people give you gift you a bunch of games that you'll never, ever even think of playing, like Dark Void or was that? Oh, no, or if Lair was on there.
Yeah, right. You imagine that? But yeah, like, for example, if they have, like, a sale on all the Command & Conquer games for 99 cents, I'm not buying that shit. I don't care. You know, I don't want that. So that's kind of my little rule or whatever. But I just like the fact that I have them there, you know? And that's how gaming is now. It's all digital anyway, you know? Same thing with PSN, you know? Yeah, right? With PSN, it's like, pick it up. It's free. It's on PS Plus. Why not? You know? Even if you're not going to play, why the fuck not? You know, it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right, good stuff. Good.
I'm okay.
Yeah,
I enjoy hoarding. I'm a digi hoarder.
Digi hoarder.
That's no problem.
Also,
it's just more.
Well, we still got it.
I was listening to that today, Bile, when I was on the treadmill.
By the way, there's a second part to this question.
Uh-oh.
So real quick,
yo, man.
It's also important, at least for me, a lot of the hours that I put into PC, for the most part, are not on Steam. They're on Battle.net. So Heroes of the Storm and StarCraft 2 and World of Warcraft, I don't have the hours for that. So it's like, oh, you can't see it. Like, Steam's not the whole, it's not the whole picture.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
It's a big picture, but it's not the whole picture.
Yeah, and then, you know, this is not Steam, but Epic Games, they're always giving out free games. Snatch them all up, you know, or the ones that look kind of cool, you know. Because if it looks whack, I'm like, why am I going to get this, you know?
I don't give a shit. Free, and that's it. I just take it.
Yeah.
My collection there is ridiculous. And sometimes they have some good bangers. Sometimes they come on. Remember that Grand Theft Auto 5 was there for a while, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Just grabbed that. Mm-hmm. Oh, they put some big ones on there.
Yeah. Brian, what's your take on all this, man?
Firstly, I just wanted to add, Brett does play quite a lot of his games. I didn't have time to count them all, but it looked at least over 40% played. So, yes.
Respect.
Also, yeah, just to add to the conversation, like, I get where Tony's coming from in that you are saving money, because I think Tony sees it from a comparison point of view, in that if he were to pay for the full price, it would be X amount. But then if he gets one sale, then he pays less. So hence, he's saving money in that aspect. So I get that line of thinking. It's like, hey, he is saving money because he wants these things, but he wants them at a good price. Hence, he saved money. Fair enough. And yeah, just add to what Koss was saying, that yeah, you just get lots of deals, lots of bundles, lots of different companies do bundles. Humble Bundle, Fanatical do bundles quite often. Then you get stuff like Indie Gala and Gamersgate.
Gamersgate. Don't forget the S.
Yes. They just do like really good bundles, and hence just say, okay, you get them all. And even sometimes on Steam, where it's like, if you were to buy like all the Tomb Raider games in like one big go, you actually pay less for each one than just buying them one by one. So
yeah.
People say, okay, you know what?
Yeah, exactly.
I can just get all three of them, even though I want to play two of them, but it still ends up being cheaper.
I remember one time they had, and they think they still do it. Steam would have these, especially for their in-house games. It was like Left 4 Dead 2. It was $14 for like 6 codes. And I was like, yeah, so give them out to your friends. And I remember I did that. I gave out some people, like, hey, we're going to play tonight. What, Left 4 Dead? You don't have it? Don't worry. Boom. Here's a code for you. Here's a code for you. Here's a code. You know, and it was fun. It was like, there we go.
Code for you. Code for Oprah. Like Oprah, you know.
And that's the other thing. Just like, gifting games is a thing on Steam that people
love it.
Do.
Yeah, yo.
Gifting games.
Brian, I don't know if you saw this. This is a perfect, beautiful Steam story. So I was on Twitter the other day because it was like the anniversary of Chrono Trigger, and I was like, hey, I've never played Chrono Trigger before. Somebody gifted it to me, man. Isn't that beautiful? It's great,
there you
man.
Go.
It's great.
I'll you play know? Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, so now I will play Chrono Trigger, you know?
Yeah. Play that shit.
Yeah,
on awesome. The Steam Deck?
Excuse me? Man, you already so know, man.
Oh, you didn't play that? I could have sworn we were talking about
no,
it.
No, not Chrono Trigger. Remember, I didn't play a lot of those 16-bit... Actually, I didn't play any of those 16-bit RPGs. I wasn't into RPGs.
He wasn't into RPGs back then.
Yeah, it was Final Fantasy VII that opened my eyes. Real quick, I'm going to bring up something here that Logic Win said. It's a very interesting thing he says here. He goes, another point that hasn't been brought up this time... And this is something I mentioned on Twitter the other day, too. Having that many games creates anxiety because you feel you need to beat them to get your money's worth. It's not worth it, in my opinion. This is why I tell people, don't sweat your backlog. Fuck it. Play whatever you feel like at the moment. Do not feel the need to clear your backlog, because the instant you start worrying about your backlog, then it becomes work and it becomes tedious and a chore. You don't want to do that. Game is supposed to be fun. Don't worry about your backlog. Don't sweat it. Have a bunch of games. Just rest assured that you have plenty of games to play when you want them, you know.
Yeah.
Take
and
that,
also,
and that's what I say.
Also, like, why are you paying $15 for hundreds and hundreds of games on Game Pass that you're not going to play?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're getting a good deal on the games that you do want to play.
Exactly. That's a great point. That's a great point.
Game Pass is a better deal than Steam.
How's that?
It's not a deal.
It's not a deal.
Well, essentially, you're only spending $15 compared to whatever, but buying every single game piece.
Yeah, but think about it like this. Again, I'm paying whatever amount of money a month for Game Pass, right?
Game Pass is also essentially you're renting a lot of those.
Yeah, you're renting. But think about it. Again, I haven't bought a Steam game in years. So Xbox Game Pass costs me more, technically, you know? So, and the thing is with Steam, you own those games. You own them, you know?
Yeah, they're yours.
That's the difference.
That's the only thing, my only issue that I had with the whole Game Pass is that Now I think they're pretty good. Now they'll send you a notification. But before,
Damien's about to cherry pick the fuck out of this.
Oh, you already know.
I would go to play a certain game that there was one I was playing back and forth on, and then it was just gone one day. I was like, "Fuck! What happened? It just it's gone. They just removed it." So I wish that they had for when you would hover over each game, it would say, "Hey, this is going to be leaving on X amount of day, whatever." So if it's like if I had a list of games to play, I would like I'm gonna focus on this one because it looks like that one's going to leave the service.
They do give you a heads up though.
Now you get a notification. Yeah. But I wish that they just had that displayed for all of them when I'm scrolling down the list. Because the last thing I want is I jump in a game and start playing it, and then I do get that notification. Oh, yeah, you better hurry up because that's leaving in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Shit. Now there's that anxiety. Then that anxiety picks
that
up.
That puts anxiety,
Because then they're like, hey, don't worry about it. We'll give you a 10% discount if you want to buy it now and continue. Your save file carries over.
Yeah. All right.
Like, damn.
Yeah. The second part of the question, Adam, this one's for you specifically.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I wear underwear. Next. Yeah.
He goes, Adam, why is your games library, Steam library, completely hidden? What's your reason, purpose for hiding them?
I had that way before because I had stalkers.
Oh, okay.
And so because of that, when you have stalkers, that causes a problem. And I had some severe stalker for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had stalker too.
So that's the main reason why I did it. It's nothing else. So I put that in there, and then also just a lot of stuff. Just like Tony, you know, we play a lot of games that sometimes are not out. Yeah. And I know a lot of people that we have some people that are on our PS5 that we were like, they're like, oh yeah, I'm here. I'm like, what do you mean? They're always offline. They are always offline.
Oh, that's so me.
There you go. So that's the main reason why.
Yeah, no, that's a good reason because motherfuckers get crazy out there. You know?
I don't know how Tony does it. Like, I don't know how he gets on PS5 and plays online. He's got like 1,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, people have calmed down, but there was a point, especially during PS4 era, I had to be offline all the time because the instant people saw me on, they hitting me up, you know?
Get that game from.
I think now because not a lot of people have PS5s, so they're not hitting me up as much, you know? Just saying, but yeah, it's crazy. Like before, during the PS4 era, I couldn't be online, man, because I would just get hit up all the time. You know, motherfuckers invited me to games I don't even own. It's like, bro, why you invited me to Call of Duty, man? Do you see it on my profies anywhere?
You know? When at any point have you ever seen me play Call of Duty games?
Yeah, but I mean, they wouldn't see me because I have to be offline. But like, if you see me offline on PlayStation now, you know I'm playing some upcoming game or whatever, you know. Or I'm just not playing PS5 because there ain't no games for it, you know? I'm not even lying. When I played Back for Blood, I was like, man, I haven't touched this thing since Ratchet and Clank, you know? Nothing to play.
I hope by the time that I invest in a new console, they fix all the fuck-ups with all those things. need to make them smaller.
Yeah. All right, man. Moving on here. Good stuff. This one, Mob Hits. All right. Is Capcom better off making crossover games rather than standalone fighting games?
Where does that come from?
I don't know where that came from, but maybe he's asking, should they take the SNK route? SNK doesn't even... All they have is just King of Fighters now, basically, you know?
They had Samurai Shodown and King of Fighters.
Yeah, that's like the only ones they have, but Capcom...
they had Marvel versus Capcom. They had Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom. That's like.
But I mean, like now or then?
He's talking about now.
I mean, when is the last time they did a crossover?
No, game? I don't know.
Infinite, probably.
Infinite's the last one. Yeah.
What was that? Like 2015
or something.
Yeah, 2016 probably. I don't understand where the question comes from, though. That's what I'm kind of confused.
Well, about. I mean, I think I understand it.
No, I understand 17, it, but by the way. What inspired it, you know?
Well, probably because they haven't made like a Street Fighter game that has been, you know, as highly critically acclaimed as the other ones have been, as the earlier ones. So it's like, are they better off just doing crossover games, or should they keep doing Street Fighter games the whole time?
But think about it. Marvel versus, Capcom Infinite, nope, they're not supporting that game. They've stopped supporting that, but they're still supporting Street Fighter V. Right,
yeah.
So why would they go backwards in a way when Street Fighter V is doing fine? You know,
Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite was like a huge bomb for them.
Meanwhile, Street Fighter V was getting new characters. You know, so I think what they're doing now, even though we may not be happy with it, I think it's fine. I mean, if it was up to me, I'd be like, yo, they would be releasing Street Fighter, Darkstalkers, like, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom games, proper Marvel vs. Capcom games. But yeah, so yeah, they could keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, my only disappointment, and this is just the way that games are now. It's just that the fact that now you have all these, you know, it's great that all these characters keep popping up, but like essentially you just put like half the roster under a paywall. But that's everybody. That's
well, the thing is now they have seasons. That's the thing, you know. So
yeah,
you get the game and then you have to constantly stay on it because they're always putting in all this new stuff. You can't just buy a complete game, fighting game anymore. No. You know, and that's
and then part, some things are timed.
Yeah,
some things are timed for the items. I remember they were for Street Fighter V, they had outfits and geese and stuff for Ken in them that were just time exclusive, and that's it. They never came back.
Like, I understand if you're like a hardcore dude, you know, playing the same fighting game over and over and over again. I get that. You get new content, but like a guy like me, like I'm not gonna play this shit for more than like a couple weeks. You know, I'm with the full game, but it kind of sucks when it's like I play it and then it's like, oh, next year here's more shit. I'm like, I'm done already, man. I've already moved on, but I still want to check out the new stuff. But since I'm already gone, I'm not gonna play it. So it's frustrating, man. And I say this as an old school fighting game fan. You know, that was my genre, man. You know, we used to play them shits all the time. But now I feel like the modern landscape of fighting games has just pushed guys like us out of the way. Like, we don't matter. You know, it's all about these FGC people, which is, I understand it. You know, that it's more lucrative or whatever. But these guys are more loyal or whatever. But look at the way Mortal Kombat's doing it, man. Like, they give guys like us, like, what we want, and then they give the FGC guys what they want, you know? And Capcom hasn't been really doing that. Like, Mortal Kombat, if you just want to play the story, you're good. You're going to get that. But yeah, Street Fighter, you don't even get that shit day one anymore, you know? Or arcade mode. How do you not have arcade mode day one on Street Fighter V? What the fuck? You know?
Current fighting games, I don't know. I just find them a little bit disgusting because it's just like they're all just totally built to throw you online. And I don't want to play on fucking online. If anything, I just want to play with my buddies. I don't want to play against Rando on cheap ass son of a bitch online who just spams the same fucking combos 200 times. I mean, you know,
fighting games are they're not for us anymore, man.
I mean, I still play them. I mean, I played Grand Blue Fantasy, you know, last year, and you know, I want to play the new Guilty Gear, but at the same time, it's like a friend of mine let me borrow the Dragon Ball Z game, which is an amazing looking game, but that game is all just fucking built to be online. Like the way the main menu is stupidly designed. It's essentially designed like a giant what do you call those sorts of rooms? Like a chat space or whatever, like with these little
icon. Lobby. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a lobby. I'm like, can I just have the things that, you know, I don't want to walk little stupid avatar guy to the to the arcade mode. You know?
Yeah, that's just the way it is now, you know? It's crazy. All right, move on here. Next question. Also from Mob Hits.
Are you hitting?
Yeah. All right. Name three video game characters that you would invite over to dinner and add what you guys would have for dinner.
Invite for dinner. Well, I would actually do a character that I would actually go with a character that has a good
characters.
Probably
has good
characters. Well, it'd have to be a character, at least characters that have good, that would seem like they would have good dinner conversation. I wouldn't invite Solid Snake to a dinner conversation because all he would do is like, you know, speak when spoken to.
Yeah.
Maybe just repeat what I said over again and with a question mark at the end. You know, hey, I'm thinking of going back to school. Thinking of going back to school.
Just be repeating everything.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to be drawing a new thing for this company. Drawing a new thing for another for this company. It'd just be that.
Yeah. What about? Go ahead. So,
I'd go with Nathan Drake. Because he seems like he'd be funny. Probably. That's a hard one.
Yeah, like I have two. One of them's Nathan Drake as well.
I
would also invite Lara Croft. She's gonna have stories. You know.
Yeah, Lara Croft. Now, by the way, one of my action adventure characters. Yeah,
this isn't. The question doesn't say this, but I'm thinking about this. I'm also picking three characters that will get along with each other. So I'm not trying to have a fight break out.
So well, then you have
like
to
Lara Croft and Nathan Drake will get along. I'm pretty sure about that.
Well, you'd have to get another raider of things or stealer.
But the thing,
Put Sly Cooper in there because he's the third stealing person.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I'll pick Sly Cooper too. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's my three then.
They both raid things. You know, like look, he's like in between Lara Croft and he's the final level after Nathan Drake, right? Because Nathan Drake could be a thief or he could be he could work for
serial killer.
Yeah. Serial killer.
And then Lara Croft. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a serial killer too.
She's a serial killer, and she wants to put everything in a museum or on her giant
estate.
I should say
PlayStation 1 era Lara Croft. You know, she's more a little bit more fun. You know,
yeah, the snuff film version of Lara Croft. I don't know how good conversation she'd be. She'd probably like fall on an axe or something. She'd injure herself horribly. Like she'll accidentally stab herself with the fork, and then there'll be a mini game of her trying to pull the knife out of her arm. Ah!
Oh man! All right, Adam, what about you? Three video game characters you would have over for dinner?
Dude, I don't know. I was thinking about. I don't really know. I mean, most of them are not just really. I don't know. I. Because I keep thinking about it. It's like, well, it would have to be characters that I enjoy playing, but that doesn't really add up because they cross over. It's like, I would like to have it with Batman from Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, but that's Batman.
So yeah, that's Batman not right. I mean, which version of Batman would you choose? Because if you choose
Batman,
he said Arkham City.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like would it be actual Batman or would it Bruce Wayne? Because Bruce Wayne you'd probably want to have at a thing because he'll talk, but he's playing the role of Bruce Wayne. But then if it's Batman, he'll just be brooding. He'll be like, why am I here? You know?
Kratos, I'd like to talk to him a little bit.
He'll kill you at dinner, man. Yeah.
That's it. Like, what on earth
is this food?
Oh, and...
eat your vegetables, boy.
Shoot. And any member of Call of Duty Black Ops team, because I'm like, you've killed a lot of people, and you keep traveling around the world just mindlessly killing people, so... Let's talk about these stories before the next game.
Theoretically, you could also say the protagonist of the last Grand Theft Auto.
Which one? There's three of them.
Which one?
The three. Yeah. You said three characters.
All three. I don't think I want Trevor over.
You don't want to invite Trevor.
I'm going with Michael. I'm going with Franklin. Trevor, not so much.
Yeah,
you know?
I'd be nervous about hanging out with Trevor.
Yeah, no, Trevor.
Wait. So then you're fine with Drake being there, but Trevor is too much. Like,
yeah, because
you do know that Drake kills all these people and then smiles about it afterwards.
Yeah, but like, the thing is, that dude is
unstable as fuck.
No, he's not unstable. He kills people that are trying to kill him. Right, like Trevor would just rip your face off just because he's like the Joker, basically.
No one kills that many people and is still able to be that happy in life.
Well, that's why I got Lara Croft to wash my back, you know?
Well, you should see Man of Steel. What's it called? The thing with Nathan Drake. Nathan Drake, you go with him inside a restaurant. He's automatically going to think that those dinner tables are cover tables. So he's going to get into those dinner tables and be like, all right, I need a cover and I need to shoot someone. He's going to kill everyone in that freaking thing.
Only if somebody shoots off first. Remember that. You know, he's not like Han Solo. Somebody has to shoot first. He's not going to just do it on his own.
It always begins with, I see him! And then...
So he's not just going to pop off. Trevor will pop off. You know, Trevor's the Joker, basically. Yeah, he's the Joker. He's anything will just set him off, you know. But Franklin, Sully? Michael, I could hang Sully. Sully would be good, you know.
Sully would be a great son. Yeah. Would have a good conversation.
Hey, kid.
You know, I remember this time when we were jumping off of the top of this cliff.
Oh, you just gave me an idea. You know what would be fun? Just for my entertainment, because they're going to just argue. Sully, Nathan Drake, and Nathan Drake's brother. Because you know they're going to fucking start fighting, you know? That'll be entertaining to me. All right. I'm going to go with Chris. Three characters.
I'd say I want a diverse conversation. So I think I'd invite John Marston. I would invite Captain Price from Modern Warfare.
Okay.
And I would invite Samus Aran. Ooh. So I got space, I got the West, and I got the military guy.
So you got the past, present, and future.
Yeah, also that. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that. Very diverse. Good stuff.
Right. Samus, I mean, though, Samus would probably be really quiet, though. I mean, unless it depends on which version of Samus.
Unless it's other M her, which I'd be like.
If it's other M her, she'd probably be crying or something because she's so.
I like what Barry said, invite Pac-Man.
he'd eat everything, man.
Yeah, that's like inviting Kirby. He would just eat the fucking room.
All right, Brett, three characters you'd have over for dinner.
Let's see. Ezio, Edward, and Avior, and we're just going to talk about how much Connor sucks all night.
I would invite Heatham over Connor any day.
Yeah, right.
Even though he's a horrible, what is he? He's a freaking Templar.
Right, yeah. We have room for one more, but like, oh, I guess Connor's going to have to come over next time.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
And that's he'll do like epic speeches before each meal.
He's be toasting and drinking, and Avior's just gonna be a fucking Viking. I mean, that's gonna be fucking cool, right? Yeah. By itself. You got a Viking, a pirate, and an Italian revolutionary. How's that party not gonna be fun? Plus, again, you all gonna talk shit on Connor because he sucks.
This is true. He does suck.
He sucks so bad. Oh, like, that is an entire night's worth of conversation right there, too.
His suckiness actually beats the first protagonist of the Assassin's Creed franchise.
That's true. Yeah.
Because at least you like him when he's around because he's the first, right? You didn't know any better.
He didn't bother talking.
Yeah, he was cool. He only spoke when he needed to. When he spoke, he had power. You know, he was cool Altair, you know? No problem with him. But yeah, Connor fucked that guy. Yeah, all right, Carlos.
I think I'll go with Commander Shepard.
Ooh, that's a good
one. Because this is his favorite restaurant.
You know, home man's going to be dancing too, you know?
He's going to be dancing.
He's going to have a good time.
I will invite Tifa.
Ooh.
All right.
Interesting. I like this.
I mean, Tifa, you know.
You know? I don't think there's anything else to say.
Yeah.
I'll invite Sully. Because yeah, I feel like Sully will be fun. He's kind of old, so he'll have a lot of those old stories. And he'll fly you any destination.
That's true.
He does have a plane.
Let's fly to the freaking Paris and.
Oh, he probably might be hitting on Tifa though.
Yeah, he probably would be. You know.
Hey there, little lady. Yeah, how's it going?
She could defend herself though.
Well, maybe she ain't no slouch.
She'll
punch him in the face.
Exactly, kick him. All right, Brian.
This is a fun one because there's lots of characters, and you need to think about the dynamics and who's involved. So, I had a few answers, but. Just in jail, right? So I think I'll go with Bayonetta.
That's a good one.
Because I think that she'll have some amazing stories to tell and all the crazy stuff that she gets up to. Rico from Just Cause, because he'll have extreme...
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is... It's a really tough one, because I actually have no idea. Like, at first I thought, okay, maybe like 2B from Nier, but I was like, I don't know, like...
She would probably be sort of like cold and like not talk much for like.
Sometimes you need balance. Yeah, if you have that many people that talk too much, it's like.
So then that led me to think. Okay, I think a good counter for Bayonetta would be Zelda from Breath of the Wild, because then you can have like the Princess Tales and the extravagant witch tales, you know, like the Witcher brings out the weirdness in the princess and tells her stories.
Yeah, hold on, I'm dying because upper roommate Kate, I like his answer. Lamar from GTA 5. I wish I could do the impression right now. If there's a story on 5 years ago, I would have done it. But Brian, you know what I'm talking about. The song. Yee-yee-yee-ass haircut.
Every time you talk to Zelda, she's going to be like, yeah, but Ganondorf. You know, Ganondorf.
Lamar. Oh,
but she'll man. Be, but you know, Bayonetta will be like, oh, I'll just handle that Ganondorf.
Well, you know what's the issue with Bayonetta, though? You know, you're going to be eating your soup. There's going to be a hair on the soup, and you're like, shit.
No, the thing about having Bayonetta in the room is that probably, like, it just things will just go crazy. All of a sudden, the walls will start exploding and stuff because that's just what happens. Seems like it happens every day for Bayonetta. She's on the ceiling and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think, okay, so you know, in the world of Bayonetta, nobody can actually see the angels that come down. So seeing her lose it, you know, flipping out and twirling all over the place, people must think she's a fucking nut.
Yeah. Right. No, they probably think she's crazy. Yeah,
I'm fighting demons, and she's shooting the walls and everything. Yeah. She's running on the ceiling.
I like all the police.
Well, in her case, she's fighting angels.
Yeah, she's fighting angels. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Ophrenia.
By the way, I just realized none of us said what we would have for dinner. I don't know. I'll just buy a couple pizzas, you know. New like York pizza, you know.
Yeah, you got some real pizza. None of that pineapple shit.
Nah, fuck that.
I don't know what I'm having for dinner, but I know what I'm having for dessert.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Bayonetta?
Who knows? Bayonetta? Some Zelda? Who knows?
There you go, man.
Oh, my.
All right.
What year is it?
Brucey from GTA. I don't want that dude around, man. That dude's crazy. No, I don't want Brucey around. That guy's nuts.
No, Jacob. We'll bring Jacob over.
Jacob, yeah. I and I going to Babylon.
Yeah. Let's go to the club.
You know? I thought about Nico Bellic, but then I'm like, nah.
I wouldn't buy Roman. Man. Roman. See, now, Roman would be fun, though. Roman.
See, now that's
Roman just mess up like the whole time and get stuck somewhere.
Now, that is true. That is true. Yeah. He would mess it up.
See, that's a game I'll replay. GTA 4. I miss that.
I'm not going to
get it. Probably on Steam, on sale.
No, I don't think it's on Steam.
GTA 4 Wait, is what? Weird, though, man, because it was, like, depressing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sort of ends, like, there's the big choice that needs to happen.
It's not even
the
ending. It's, like, the whole game, and just because of, you know, the character. Here's the thing. It's a great story. I just didn't feel it was a GTA type of story. That's why I felt the Ballad of Gay Tony was better, because I'm like, this GTA is fucking crazy. Like, when I was playing as Nico, I didn't do crazy shit because I'm like, Nico wouldn't do this stuff, you know? Actually, it's kind of funny. When I played Grand Theft Auto, right? You know, the 5, when I was Michael, sometimes I would go crazy, right? You know, but I'm like, mostly I kept cool. When I was Franklin, I was cool the whole time. The instant I get Trevor in my hands, I'm going fucking crazy, you know? And usually, you know, when it transitions to the characters, you always see him doing stuff. Trevor's always in the weirdest places. He's fucking, like, naked, hanging off a bridge or something. He's killing somebody. I'm like, yo.
Wearing a dress and stuff.
Yo, Adam.
It is
here. It is on Steam. You know how I know?
Because you own it.
Because I own it and I haven't played it.
What's wrong with you?
I'm gonna add this one to my list.
Do it.
I'm not going to get it now, but this is definitely, this will be another day one with the
Division. Yo, but I remember when I first got Steam because of torrents, I had like 100 games that day because everybody just gifted them to me. It's hilarious.
Yes. Wait, we're back in it. When Steam first kicked off and me and my buddies got into it, that's what we were doing. It was like, yo, you get a game. You get a game. Everybody's giving games, you know, because it was so damn cheap. And then, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, man. All right, moving on to the last two questions of the night. These are sponsored questions.
Really?
Very generous fella named Mr. Romulan. These are both
from Jersey.
You know, from Jersey, you know. These are both for mob hits, man. All right. This one's kind of fun. Metal Gear Solid series remade or remade? Oh, yeah, remade with the Unreal Engine. Yes or no? Sure. He says you can't pick Decima or Fox Engine. Yeah, he says you can't pick them.
I mean, it is just an engine. I mean, the only thing I would say is just, you know, don't make it look like Unreal.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Unreal games look like Unreal games, although it's a lot less now than it used to be.
Yeah, like if you can make it look like Unreal 5, yeah, that'd be crazy.
Why not rebuild it in Unreal 5 then?
Yeah, yes,
that's what they're saying. Yeah, this would remake or something.
Yeah, I'd be down with that. You know,
yeah,
Unreal's good stuff. Unreal. Yeah,
so, which one? Metal Gear 1.
The first one. Yeah, the first one.
Metal Gear Solid 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't care what engine that's being used. It just depends on who does the better job of actually creating the game. Because number one, just because they're remaking the game doesn't mean that they're going to exactly there.
You're talking. Yeah, about it could be Blue Box that makes this shit.
Yeah. No.
Man, you're thinking.
You gotta give it to.
I'm thinking about Twin Snakes because think Twin Snakes is a piece of garbage.
Controversial.
Yeah, right.
It's a family show, man. It's not
controversial. I'm just kidding.
No, it's a nice looking game, but it doesn't. It plays okay, but that game is fucking broken.
Yeah. Well, how did they fuck up the soundtrack? Why didn't they use the original soundtrack? They made new music and it sucks.
They made some new music and then all the cinematics are all look like fucking Snake is bouncing off the wall like fucking Bayonetta.
No, he's jumping fucking off Metal Gear and stuff. Yeah,
he kickflips off of a missile.
Wow,
it's not a jump.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of nutty. So I mean, yeah, I really don't care.
Oh, by the way, he said Metal Gear series, the Metal Gear Solid series, not just one game.
Again, it depends on who the person is doing the thing and how much they're gonna. I would trust them to the nth level if it was guys like Blue Point Games.
Yeah, Blue Point. Yeah,
because at least they're still running the original game underneath all of that veneer. The original game is still there running.
That's right.
That's the best way I can think of doing one of those things.
I have a question, though.
Oh.
So you bring up a good point with the Blue Point stuff, you know, like Shadow of the Colossus and Demon's Souls. That's you know, they're using the original game to remake it.
Yeah.
Would you want for Metal Gear Solid to be remade like Metal Gear Solid was? Or would you want a 3D Metal Gear Solid game?
That's the thing about Metal Gear Solid. I don't know if Metal Gear Solid would be acceptable in the current era of gaming.
I would do? I would say if it could play like Metal Gear Solid 2, where you could look at first person, I'd say if they could just add that, then that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that Metal Gear Solid, out of all of the games for the Metal Gear franchise, is probably the one that needs the most work to sort of get it to the level. But again, Blue Point did that too, where they modernized a lot of the controls to Shadow of the Colossus. They fixed some of the camera stuff. For Demon's Souls, they still kept all the timing of the original things and all the engines still running the way it was supposed to. All the same glitches and things are still inside of the game. But what they did is they redid all the animations. Now all the characters, whenever they move their mouth, so it's like, if they did something that kept the core of the game, but still made it, you know, very much essentially has a nice new veneer on top, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm down with that. All right. And the final question of the night.
I knew it.
I probably should have researched this before because I don't remember this game. But then again, it probably helps the question too in a way. The question is Pragmata becoming the new Deep Down? I don't remember Pragmata. But I think
I don't know what that is.
Of the guy in the spacesuit, he's on the moon.
Is that the Capcom game that looks like a like
Oh yes, it was shown during the PlayStation reveal.
Yeah,
PlayStation 5 reveal.
Yeah, it's a space one.
So
and it is a Capcom one.
Yeah. I don't think it's too early to call it the new Deep Down. I think it's too early for that, bro.
You know? It hasn't reached to the point of where it's like, you know, 5-6 years in and we're not hearing a damn thing about it.
Yeah, it's only
it needs been, to get deeper down in years yeah, for exactly. it to be.
Yeah. It needs to get deeper down.
Yeah, it's only been like a year, right? Yeah, yeah, you're right. The astronaut looks like Ludens. Yep.
Wait, I have a question. Is Deep Down still technically in hiatus, or has it been canceled?
No, it's still in production.
Cool. Oh God.
We're not in a production, but it hasn't been canceled. You know, it could be another Days Gone. Not Days Gone. What's 8 days? It could be another 8 days. You know,
well,
or our favorite, I'm looking, the Agent. You know,
oh, the Agent, game of the year.
Yep.
I'm looking at the thing here, and it says for Deep Down, it says developers Capcom and Japan Studio.
Oh,
I mean, Japan Studio's not there anymore.
Japan Studio's gone. Well, that one's Deep Down. I think Japan Studio has sort of become also a publishing arm. It's, you know, like, in other words, it not only makes its own games, but it's a publishing arm for, you know, first party, second party games, like what Bloodborne was.
Yeah.
And the original Demon Souls.
Yeah. It's weird because I'm looking at the Wikipedia and it doesn't show here, but when in the Googles, it did.
The Googles.
Yeah, man, I can't trust anybody these days. You know?
But yeah, I think it's too early to say. That's only been a year, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we've barely gotten anything from. Remember that Square Enix game? What is that game called? The one that's using
Shit. Project Athia, right?
Athia, yeah, that yeah. one.
It has another name now. I know, but
that's yeah, we got the full name. For you.
It was like I forgot. Let me. I don't know. I'm curious. Project Forspoken. Forspoken.
Forspoken. Yep.
I think that's coming out. Oh, it's next year. Everything's coming out next year. Maybe a Pragmata will come out next year too. You know.
Oh.
Who knows, man? All right. I believe that's the show for tonight, people. Good stuff. All right. Adam, you got something to plug, don't you?
Yes, man. This is it. Walking Dead is back. We just
the nuke. Day.
And stop it with the nuke. Yo, if you really care about the nuke, you can join us for the Fear of the Walking Dead, and we can talk about the nuke.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of talk next season. But, yeah, so Walking Dead is back. This is the final season, season 11. So over at I Am Negan, it's our podcast, a Walking Dead universe podcast. We cover all things Walking Dead related to these shows and comics if they ever bring that back in some form. They probably will someday.
Well, so I mean, they do. There is a Skybound X. You know, if you picked up Skybound X, you would see that there is actually a Walking Dead.
Right?
Yeah. There's a Walking Dead comic in there.
There you go.
Drawn by Ryan Otley, formerly of Invincible.
Nice.
All right. So there we go. So maybe we'll do a special on that. I need to check that one out. And yeah, so I Am Negan. That's on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, over at the Coalition. You can go check it out there. And it's everything Walking Dead. So we just covered the first episode of the final season, season 11. So go check that out if you're into Walking Dead. See if it's worth watching, going back into it.
Good stuff. And Manny, you got anything new to plug?
No. I mean, granted, just Skybound X, but that's it's been a while since that's been out. But yeah, there's stuff coming. Oh well, actually, solicitations for comics that just dropped, and me and Kari had a bunch of our covers shown. So we have a bunch of covers for Aquaman Beginning, which is about Kaldor. As he takes the role of Aquaman, and then we have obviously Static, which we showed a bunch of covers for that are coming up. They're all coming in September and October, and we got some other stuff with Marvel and a bunch of other things. So stay tuned for that.
Good stuff. All right, people, we out of here, man. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube and hit the Discord where you can see. The crazy conversations that happen each and every day. You could also find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show, and you can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you're watching us on YouTube right now and enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when episodes of Throwdown and Throwdown Clips go up. Links to everything down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Good week, everybody.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Manjoma.
Total domination in 2 weeks. GG, guys.
Oh, man. All right, people. We will see you when we see you later.
If in doubt and back for blood, just run.
Yeah, right?
Just run.
Leave. Yeah, no, it seems to work. Then you can progress to the next part. Somebody, at least one person makes it.
Yeah, there you go. That's what counts, man. All right, people. Later.
Later.